Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is the first Bluegrass Briefing of 2024. It is January the 8th, and Happy New Year. First episode back. So, news, upcoming stuff. There's going to be quite a bit of banjo stuff coming this month. It has just been, on Saturday, Earl Scruggs' 100th birthday, and there was a wonderful show at the Ryman with many, 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 many guests for that. But as part of the Earl Scruggs' 100th birthday stuff, I've been interviewing people. I've spoken to Jerry Douglas, Tim O'Brien. I am speaking to lots and lots more people and putting together probably a couple of episodes to celebrate that will be out some point later in January. Also spoken to Tim O'Brien. I'm chatting to people like Kristen Scott Benson, Alison Brown, Willow Osborne, lots of great guests, and I'm looking forward to putting that out. But for now, if you missed it, go back and check out the little snippet that I put out last week, the sort of 5-10 minutes of Jerry just chatting about the Ryman show. Going to listen to that. That's a great teaser of what's coming up. But yeah, banjo stuff, a lot of Earl Scruggs stuff. I'm also going to be chatting to Kyle Tuttle about his upcoming album pretty soon as well. So yeah, lots of banjo stuff on the podcast this month, and that's going to be fun. But that's it. Let's crack on and talk about what's coming out and what's going on. So it is Newton's announcements, which is Church Street News, and more banjo stuff. Steve Martin Banjo Prize was announced at the end of last year, and the 2023 Steve Martin Banjo Prize was awarded to Terry Balcom, who passed away at the end of the year. But yeah, nice to see that being awarded, even if it's posthumously. It's a very cool thing. And the award also recognised four-string banjoist Cynthia Sayer. Really, really cool thing, the Steve Martin Banjo Prize, just sort of celebrating banjo, promoting it, recognising some of the key players and stuff. So that's really exciting. And in terms of news, there's quite a bit of stuff coming out early this year, some interesting stuff. The new Sarah Jarosz album is due very soon. Wyatt Ellis has an album coming up. The Baylor Fleck Rhapsody in Blue. I nearly said Bohemian Rhapsody. That'd be fun. Rhapsody in Blue stuff is on the way, and there's a single from that I'll tell you about in a minute. Kyle Tuttle, as I said, has got an album coming. There is lots of stuff. Sister Sadie, Thomas Cassell. Lots of releases coming in the early bit of the year, and we'll chat about those as and when they come. But for now, let's move on to what is actually out now. The grass is new. So yeah, first thing is the Baylor Fleck Rhapsody in Blue, the first track from that project. I say it's a single, it's like 12 minutes long, but it's Baylor playing Rhapsody in Blue, Rhapsody in Bluegrass, with his sort of My Bluegrass Heart touring band, which is Michael Cleveland, Mark Schatz, Sierra and Justin and Brian Sutton. I haven't had a listen yet, but I'll stick it on the playlist, and that's the next bit of news, is that I've started a new Grasses Mostly New playlist. We've kept the 2023 one, because that's full of great music, but I'm going to archive that. I'll leave a link in the show notes if you want to go and check that out, because that's really worth a listen. But I'm going to start a new playlist, as from today, which might only have one thing in it at this point, but I will start adding things to it, and that will become the playlist for this year. So keep an eye on that for new releases, if you want to just fill your ears with some new music over the course of the year. That's it. Let's move on to Scroll On Buddy. And really cool thing on social media this week, saw the Nickel Creek did a Blackberry Farm session. Some of this online stuff is fabulous. I love watching these sort of intimate little shows that you can check out. I'll put a link in the show notes, but go and check that out. I saw Nickel Creek in London last year, and it was astonishing. They're so cool. They've got all the energy they had as a sort of early band when they started, but just they've changed, and it's really fun seeing Sarah Watkins sort of step to the fore a bit more in terms of writing, and you know, just seeing like her progress and some of the stuff that Chris Thiele's bringing to it now that his ears have wandered all over the place in the past decade, and you know, and Sean's obviously an amazing guitarist and songwriter, and they're a really cool band. So I'll stick a link in the show notes, and you can go and watch that. And so the last bit is just what's in my ears this week, and I got some CDs for Christmas for the first time in, who knows how long, 15, 20 years maybe. But Sarah Jarosz, Sierra Hills 25 Trips, some Hawktail, love Hawktail, really into Hawktail at the moment, but listening to that quite a lot. And it's just nice listening to some physical product again. I'd sort of half got a mind to do an episode about that sometime this year, what role physical product actually plays for artists, because sort of traditional sales are probably pretty low these days, but you notice more and more artists shifting product at gigs. That might be an interesting one. I don't know. But that is it for this time. Pretty short briefing for the start of the year, but there's going to be lots of stuff coming up. Lots of very cool things planned for this year. And I will tell you more about those and keep you updated as we go. But to kick your year off, go and follow the Grass's new playlist on Spotify. I will send you a link to that. Go to the website and check out anything you might have missed. There's a really cool episode from the end of last year that sort of summarises the year and plays some excerpts from some of the interviews that I really enjoyed. If you missed that, go and have a listen. But I am looking forward to chatting to some of you this year, to playing you some new music, telling you what's going on, and bringing you some wonderful interviews. As always, it's a pleasure to do this. I'm looking forward to another year of it. I hope you are too, and I will see you soon. Happy picking. Bluegrass Jamalong is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.